What are they doing there? Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Steven Robinson says, white woman, lol. Yeah, it's a bunch of white women. I don't know what's the goal of this. Is that a protest? It seems like some witchery of some kind, but I don't know exactly what it is. You can know, though, that it's a red flag if your girlfriend ever participates to this kind of stuff. Try to find another girlfriend. Landald Guntram says, are they trying to scare some poor snake or something? I don't know. There's always this, oh yeah, we're going to be women all together and we're going to be displaying evil and, you know, we're going to be growling and yapping. And it's not impressive, not interesting, not important. It's unbelievable. This keeps going. And sometimes they do it naked, you know, the feminine protesters. At least if you do it naked, there's some purpose to it. Alex Finn, NFT God, was saying, I'm happy to announce that I've been rejected by two jobs that fired me. One girlfriend that had no idea I would become the NFT God. What? Who do you think you are, bro? You're just a guy on Twitter called the NFT God. A bunch of internet trolls who hate that people like me. My senior year professor who failed me so I'd have to do a fifth year. A group of haters who don't like that I make jokes on spaces. A firm for rejecting my job application. Stuck down 90% since. Losers. Every girl in college who didn't like a skinny guy who played Skyrim and NBA 2011 until 3 in the morning, I appreciate your rejection. I'm not here without any of you. You can't get to where you need to be without a whole lot of rejection. Well, although I question the greatness of this NFT god, I will say that those are very good tips. Indeed, you have to... This is what the guys contacting me, I've had 2 weekends where I have consultations during the weekend where some guys want to consult me on their dating strategy, and it's always the same. Expand, broaden your dating, broaden your female approach as many females as you can. My current girlfriend, we were thinking about her first email to me, and she was like, hey, it was during the whole episode of mainstream media coverage about me for the murder of Mama JF, and she wrote to me, and within a few emails I exchanged with her, and I said, so if you ever want to make babies, just contact me again. And that is how you have to do. You have to extend the invitation a lot. See, I tried with just pearly things. It didn't work. Then I tried with her. It worked. So Frederick Corvinius says, woman like famous man, JF. Yeah, certainly. You can't just go around and think you're going to get a good rate by saying if you want to make babies. But certainly, if a woman approaches you, certainly, that means a lot. Don't neutralize the conversation down to, oh, hello, how are you doing? Or, oh, I should get your number. Bring it further. I mean, if she came to see you, she came to talk to you, go for it. Propose the insemination right away. And sometimes it works and it saves you a lot of trouble because you can know right away that it works. But yes, a woman like famous man, that has been proven now in an experiment. This guy has made an app that makes a fake live stream with fake viewer counts, making him look like he's famous. So on the live stream here, he gets, it's written 18K, although it's just above the screen here, 18K live. And he even has his app is generating fake chats that are tuned by AI to be related to whatever the camera sees. So so the messages here look like real messages that relate to the content being shown on screen. And this gives them full VIP access to everything. Woman in bikinis just gathering around him. Absolutely, fame, even if you fake it, fame will be attracting girls toward you. Let's have a look at what he says.
I'm in an app that makes it look like you're live streaming with tens of thousands of people watching to see how people might treat you differently when they think you're famous. The app uses artificial intelligence to generate comments based on whatever the camera sees and hears.
Do you think she's cute, guys? Yes, they think you're cute, definitely.
Word got out that I was famous, and people started filming me. This made the first girl mad and started grabbing on me. Even with a girl on me, people still kept coming up to me, asking if they could be in my live stream. This was insane. I then went to a club where the manager saw how many viewers I had on a live stream and invited me to the VIP section. I set my live to 42,000 viewers, and like a wild Charizard, this rare beauty appeared. We then started turning up on the dance floor. I felt like I was in a movie. If you want to experience what it's like to be famous, where everyone wants to be around you, check out my app, Parallel Live.
Oh my god, Ayan says, oh, exploit. So easy. It is so easy. It's ridiculous that we are, that any guy is a fake app away from dating this girl, basically. It's so frustrating that it's that way, but yes, as someone was commenting on the Discord, those are easily imitable signal, and someone has thought of imitating them. From a biological perspective, it makes absolute sense. Joe Blixam says, turning the tables on the hoes. Yes. I'm totally for any enterprise that seeks to discredit the fake signals that superficial people are attracted by. Go away, says Jeff needs to, but I've been, I mean, even with my small streams back in the days, 2015, just the fact that you could Google my name, people were like, oh my God, I can Google your name. It is an inducer of female love to be famous. Steven Robinson says, I found it in the App Store and it is now running on my phone. I don't know if it will stay in the App Store. I guess that, yeah, it is for the purpose of deception, but is there a rule against deception in the App Store? There's probably a rule against deceptive commerce. But just deceiving hoes, I don't think it's against the App Store rules. So you might be correct. You might be okay. New Trump keynote just dropped. Oh yeah, they are going strong at the Trump menace. I mean, this is like a trailer of a movie I'd watch.
I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one. As my first order of business, I hereby declare martial law.
Citizens of the New America, here are today's announcements.
Yes!
Supreme Leader Donald Trump proclaims the 4th of July will no longer be celebrated as Independence
Yes!
Day.
Yes!
In honor of our 2021 patriots, January 6th will now be recognized as our great nation's birthday. All citizens are required to participate in quadrant festivities. Failure to do so will be met with harsh punishment and immediate incarceration.
Wait a minute. Was there a fat LGBT woman being... It's a fat LGBT woman, lesbian style, like butch lesbian, being waterboarded, maybe for the purpose of torture, or what was this?
Failure to do so will be met with...
Why is this girl... She has failed to admire Trump enough. She is now paying the price by being waterboarded.
Harsh punishment and immediate incarceration in your local detention camp.
I'm tired of this separation of church.
Go away, says that's a baptism, JF, not a torture method. Ask your girlfriend, bro. I'm gonna have to ask my girlfriend. Maybe it's a baptism. But I thought it was Emperor Donald Trump just coming in to. Okay, so the people who do baptism are on the side of this new fascistic Donald Trump rise.
State junk.
Effective immediately, all children are now considered.
I love that they take pictures of Donald Trump kissing babies. Like, this is fucking dark. It's for reproduction.
Soldiers of MAGA. Regardless of rape, incest, or health of the woman, abortion is now illegal. Anyone caught providing or receiving an abortion will be charged with murder.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, it has to be some form.
Due to previous liberal...
Punishment for a woman? No.
Indoctrination. All schools are hereby closed. All citizens must participate in their quadrant's book elimination celebration festivity.
Oh my god, the burning of witchcraft book. There's a couple of good ideas in this trailer. Is this trailer being made by pro-Trump or anti-Trump people?
Failure to do so will be met with harsh punishment and immediate incarceration in your local detention camp. All migrants, refugees, and dreamers are now considered enemies of the new America and will be rounded up, incarcerated, and deported immediately.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. We will root out the radical left thugs that live like vermin.
Vermin, vermin.
Vermin, vermin, vermin.
Curfew and freedom to travel will be determined by your quadrant's vermin surveillance systems.
The vermin surveillance system score. Yes! We have the technology, boys. We have the technology.
Four. The vermin surveillance system has proven to be invaluable in detecting and squashing liberal uprisings. All citizens must continue to report any progressive or liberal activity. Failure to do so will be met with harsh punishment and immediate incarceration at your local detention camp. Your unwavering loyalty to Supreme Leader Donald Trump is mandatory and essential in keeping the new America great forever.
This video was funded by the resistance. Okay, so it's not a pro-Trump video. It's an anti-Trump video. They say coming to real life in 2025. This video aims to illustrate a potential future for America under the hypothetical scenario of Donald Trump's re-election in 2024. It draws upon his public statements, media reports, party policies, and various other sources to construct a speculative vision of what might unfold during his tenure. AI audio was used to demonstrate Donald Trump declaring martial law. Oh, so there's fake audio in there. There's fake audio in there. Steven Robinson says, Jeff, I just tagged you in a new Mario Nafal post about Epstein MIT donation. Okay, but Mario Nafal, the problem is that he's not operating his podcast. I got invited sometimes on the Mario Nafal podcast. I showed up, I was in the queue. And it's like Mario Nafal wasn't even listening to part of the podcast. And they roll guests like this. They just, here, you have 1 minute to speak. And they don't even say you have 1 minute to speak. They let the leftists just totally occupy the space and time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going back on Mario Nafal's podcast as long as he doesn't change his style toward a deeper style of interview. Because you can't have 10 people constantly fighting to speak on the mic and have no management strategy. Just, oh yeah, we're going to let whoever is the most leftist cuck speak for hours about stuff that doesn't matter. No, you can't have this. Back in the blood sports days, we were sometimes 5-6 in the live stream. That's already a lot. And at 5-6, you need management of who's speaking. So I don't give a shit about Mario Nafal. Fuck him and fuck his life. Connor says, either Satoshi woke up, bought 27 Bitcoin from Binance and deposited into their wallet, or someone just burned $1 million. Look at this. 27 Bitcoin worth $1.2 million. It went to the Satoshi Nakamoto wallet, a wallet that has not withdrawn for decades, and so it's probably a donation. It's probably someone who literally wanted to burn 27 Bitcoin, or I don't know what they did. Maybe they made an error. Maybe they copy-pasted this address. $1.2 million of Bitcoin that has been lost in a black hole that will never be withdrawn again. The Satoshi Nakamoto address keeps accumulating Bitcoins through donations as a way to do some homage to him. But as far as we know, Satoshi Nakamoto cannot withdraw from these addresses and is probably dead or something like this. Speaker's Corner says, it's a cheap start of a FUD storyline. But it's not a FUD storyline. To me, that is very bullish. You just have 27 Bitcoin that have disappeared from the market. And this keeps happening again and again. Eventually, a large section of the Bitcoin will be considered lost. They will be considered impossible to withdraw. And that means that the Bitcoins you do have are worth more suddenly. New guy says, sacrificing the bits to the bit god. Yes, that is a little bit what's happening. Very interesting. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Dino Logovic says, someone just rang me and asked, where are you? I thought it was Saturday, but it's Sunday here. I lost a day. Honestly, I don't even know if it's Saturday or Sunday. I'm totally confused. Normally, you know, the trash pass on Monday. But then I saw all the neighbors have gotten their trash out. So I put my trash out this morning. And the trash collector did pass and did collect the trash. So I have no idea what day it is right now and what's going on. John Drake says, I wonder if a whale wants to pump the price by encouraging people to throw BTC away helps with scarcity. Yeah, I think that is what it is. It's the mindset of burning tokens. And there are on layer twos like ETH, there are token burning, there are systematic ways to token burn, like people will do, like every time you transfer from one wallet to another, we will burn 5% of your token or something like this. Those are ways to ensure that a token becomes rarer and rarer with time, and that people who trade it are punished as opposed to those who keep it. And some of it happens voluntarily on the Bitcoin network. Crazy footage. This guy says there's Israeli warplanes using white phosphorus on a Lebanon village, but that is not white phosphorus. So yes, even me without my military knowledge, that looks more like a smoke bomb of some kind, meant to disperse. And in fact, that's what a community note post confirmed. It is what they call a smoke canister artillery shell used for dispersal and or screening methods. They are used to create smoke, not used as ammunition, which this tweet suggests. This tweet was suggesting that it's white phosphorus. I think you would see a little more of a flash and fire if that was white phosphorus. Bamzal says, Ethereum was burning their fees, but I think Bitcoin, all fees go to miner. Yes, there is no burning of Bitcoin that goes on officially, but there are a lot of wallets that get lost. There is a lot of funds that get to the wrong wallet. And there's a lot of people dying with their Bitcoin. So that's the natural burning of Bitcoin that happens. But yeah, there's no systematic fashion to ensure the burning of Bitcoin. Though there is the finite 21 million Bitcoin that will be the final number of Bitcoin that will ever exist. Throwback to the time I brought America to its knees by moving furniture tens of feet and became king. Kanye was right. No one man should have all that power. Okay, so apparently this is the guy. he has a Twitter account called the Lectern Guy. The Lectern Guy, Podium Guy, via Getty, interim Speaker of the House, alleged hardcore insurrectionist. I don't make the jokes, I just point them out. Apparently, this is an account on Twitter of the actual Lectern Guy, at Lectern Leader. And today is January 6th, and we are remembering January 6th as it happened in the passation of powers from Trump to Biden and a bunch of people. When I look back at January 6th, I think what we have is there were more and more organizations, kind of Proud Boys type of organizations in the right. And I believe that January 6th was the federal state's attempt to make them commit a wrong move. They basically saw, okay, we have these guys, they are organizing. So they are sending each other cell phone messages. They are leaving lots of traces that they're organizing a protest. If we just take our infiltrators and we take our fake guys and we take our professional incitator of violence, our provocateurs, we can connect to this existing organization. We can make them go a little too aggressive. We can even lead a part of the crowd into the Capitol. And we can make this a whole narrative of attack against our democracy. Basically, when they say it was an attack of our democracy, of our biggest institution, that was all part of the plan from day one. I think that the people who headed organizations like the Proud Boys and others back in the days, they were not clever enough not to be targeted by this threat. They were not clever enough to avoid being targeted by this strategy. They kind of fell for it. They didn't realize that the system is evil enough that they don't care if you haven't truly commanded and ordered people to go in. They will take what you've said, and then they will connect it to what they caused. That's how they do a kind of modern form of entrapment. It's not even a completed entrapment. It's federal agents ensuring that the crime happens, ensuring that some evidence gets gathered on the organization of the protest, and then connecting the two ideologically, and hopefully presenting that in front of a biased jury. DK Shadow says they will make it happen. They may even give you $5,000. Yeah, exactly. So it's totally unfair. Totally unfair. And yet, the left has succeeded at pulling a couple of these entrapment cases where at least a portion of the accused end up in jail. the state is the agent that's prosecuting you in a criminal case. The state cannot be also the person collaborating to the crime. It's like uh, if if I'm in a business contract with a grocery store and it's like, okay, I'm bringing you milk, you're bringing me money. If something had to be a crime in this operation, it couldn't be that the grocery store and me have collaborated to this crime, have committed this crime together, and yet the grocery store would consider itself victim of the crime. If you participate to something, you can't then claim to be victimized by it. And yet that is exactly what these entrapment cases and January 6 are. They are total violations of due process, where the state has faked an attack, and it has faked with many tools, including its corporate control of the media. And they've elevated something into an ideological attack that it wasn't. And they made a narrative, and they were at every stage. They were at the organizational level. They had infiltrators there. They were in the very protest having infiltrators. They had the Democrat Party wanting that to happen. And then they had their collaborators in the media that ensured that the whole narrative would get pushed toward an insurrection type of discourse. That is a whole lot to pull. It's a whole lot puppet show, a big puppet show to pull against a bunch of autistic children, basically, and a bunch of boomer, MAGA, deluded adults. It's ridiculous what has happened on January 6th, but it shows that if you want to get into any sort of real-life action, even on the internet, even the kind of stuff that I do, you have to be extremely careful. You will be sent agents of that you shouldn't trust. You will be sent devices of the state that are meant to tempt you, to check if you would. And that's why I engage in basically nothing. That's why my life is a very isolated life. I engage in nothing because because ultimately I consider that everything I do could find itself the next day in front of the eyes of a judge. A new guy remembers Ashley Babbitt. Of course, Ashley Babbitt is this crazy Republican woman who got shot for no reason. And the system decided to elevate the police that shot her as eventually a hero. Because at first they were hiding his name. But eventually we got to know his name and they gave him CNN interviews and all. Contrast this with any case of police violence like George Floyd, Derek Chauvin. And you'll see that the system has its favorites, clearly. Because here we clearly see the use of deadly force, intended to be deadly, in a context that wasn't justifying it. If a crowd can be a legitimate threat, allowing you to neutralize a suspect by deadly force, how is the knee of Derek Chauvin not a legal response? I'm asking the question. How Derek Chauvin was surrounded by a crowd that, to a certain extent, may have been more hostile and more dangerous to him than the crowd of January 6th was dangerous to the black police agent who shot Ashley Babbitt. Dino Logovich says, kids will learn that they made gay porn in the Senate on January 6th. That's on January 6th, that's how bad it was. That is a false narrative, but maybe in the future those two stories will get mixed up. Gay sex in the Capitol and January 6th, maybe it was all the same thing. Maybe the gay sex was the insurrection all along. U.S. warship downs Houthi drone over the Red Sea in self-defense. CENTCOM has announced yet another intercept of a launch out of Yemen, which had targeted commercial vessels in the Red Sea. CENTCOM described the Saturday incident, saw the USS Laboon guided missile destroyer down a drone over the Red Sea after it came near several commercial ships in international waters. Yeah, so not particularly surprising, and we were expecting this from the increase, the drone attacks and U.S. presence. Not surprising that a drone would get fired like this. And then we are in the escalation of cost. What they were analyzing recently is that with drones being cheaper and cheaper, we might reach the point where the missile that neutralizes the drone costs more than the drone. And that's interesting. That's a point of inflection where even a poorer nation like the Houthis of Yemen, they could have an issue. They could create an issue for the U.S., which is they could drain them of money by just sending drones that basically do nothing. Saturn Shine says, drone droning on and on. I see that becoming a song. I can see this. I can see this becoming a rock, maybe boomerish type of song, because, you know, droning on and on and on, that sounds very, that sounds like rock and roll of the 70s. Not for me, but Saturn Shine says, make up a song. I don't know that I'm in the mood to come up with poetry. But since I'm a tired guy, I'm getting old, I don't have my imagination anymore, but we have Grok. Please produce a poem meant to be interpreted as a 70s rock, hard rock song praising the American military and using the idea of drones droning on and on and on and playing with rhymes in on. Let's see. In the land of the brave, where freedom's light shone, a story of might and the drones that drone on. The American military, a force to be reckoned, a chorus of steel and hearts unbroken. With a riff that rolls like thunder in the sky, a song of strength that reaches for the high, drones droning on and on and on, in the name of liberty for the battles won. Through the dust of war, I don't like this poem. Produce a similar poem, but with less syllables per line, about half, so that it can be sang on a rock song. In the land of the brave, the drones drone on. A tribute to the heroes in a battle song. With a riff that rolls and a chorus of might. A song of freedom in the American fight. Drones droning on and on and on. In the name of liberty. A tribute to the brave. A battle's victory. I can't believe that 2 minutes ago, We were with Saturn Shines asking me to come up with a rock song. And now we kind of have a melody starting here. We kind of have a melody. With a chorus of courage and a verse of might. A song of the brave in the American fight. Yeah! Yeah, I think we're there. We can produce a relatively acceptable pop rock song. Just from an ID presented by Saturn Shines. DK Shadow says, tribute to the brave. Haha, Grok sure knows sarcasm. Tribute to the brave? How is that sarcasm? I get that you could use this in a sarcastic context, but do you think that Grok was using it sarcastically? I'm not sure. The crisis of competency is continuing, and here we have a newly built plane. So no doubt that this plane came straight out of the production line. It has been put on the market 2 months ago, and the fuselage just exploded. There was a part of the fuselage that was weak, and look at this. These people are all getting their oxygen mask. This was in Alaska for Alaska Airlines, and in Portland. It was in Portland, Oregon, but for Alaska Airlines, and a totally new Boeing, the Boeing 737 something. Just a part of the fuselage is open, and the plane has to land in an emergency because the whole cabin is depressurized. Now, apparently, they say that there was an unoccupied seat that just got swallowed by this aspiration. And they didn't even know as it was happening this morning whether someone had died, whether someone had been hurt. There was a child who got pulled into his belt in an uncomfortable manner and may have been injured. And then there was this unoccupied seat that has flown away. My question is, if the seat was occupied, would that person have been carried by the wind? And those are the lights of the city as the plane gets ready to land.
This wasn't even the emergency door. We're at the end of the plane, so the emergency door is right there.
So apparently this happened at the end of the plane, so the lady is saying this wasn't the emergency door. It was really just a section of the plane. So that was 20 minutes into the flight, and I guess there will be reports and investigations, but I was thinking, suppose that the investigation ends up finding that it's the competency crisis. Could they even be able to report it that way? like, suppose that you get down to it, and it's like, oh yeah, we did have this affirmative action employee. He did fuck up in patching this particular part of the plane. Could you write this in a report? We wouldn't even know. We wouldn't. There would be no way to know. Because if you write a report like this, you are liable for civil damages in discriminatory lawsuits. DK Shadow says, yep, too politically hot to tell the truth. Now, I don't know, but I know that we've been a society producing planes for decades, and that events like this I've not seen in my lifetime. I don't remember hearing anything of the sort in Western civilization, like developed airlines. In India, I would never fly a plane in India. But in Western civilization, the planes have been having a very good record of safety. So we'll see if an investigation ends up revealing anything that we could hear. Surya says, I'd be crapping myself if that happened with me on that plane. Yes, I guess I would be pretty nervous. I guess I would sweat from the hands. DK Shadow says, I will never fly in an African or Indian airline. Oh, no, me neither. I mean, I would only trust North American and European flight. And even then, I think there will be a time, well, like today, like with this event, you can maybe this marks the beginning of the end for the safety of the aviation industry. As there's this guy in Alabama, they have this gigantic aquarium in a Bass Pro Shop, and he's decided to go bait into the aquarium. Now, the problem I take with this news is they say he's a guy. This guy has no penis. And people were joking on Twitter. Maybe the 3D renderer has forgotten to generate his assets. This is a man without a penis, as far as I can see. People say small pee-pee. I mean, I'm a surgeon. I'm a doctor. I should be able to see even the smallest of penises. I see absolutely nothing. Very bizarre. Why is this person in the Bass Pro Shop aquarium? Go away, says, bro, please, I'm watching the show on a train right now. There are kids in the seat behind me. Okay. I don't think you're on a train. Go away. First, there are no trains in Australia. Second, you are watching my show way too often for you to be a train watcher of my show. You probably spend your days alone at home, and your only social connection to the world really is JFG Tonight. Just be honest with yourself, bro. I don't think you're on a train right now. I don't think it's within your means. I don't think it's happening. This one I've read already. Have a Metamucil and delete your account. Harvard prof self-immolates with elitist attack on Chris Rufo. On Thursday, Harvard professor of government and African-American studies, Jennifer Hochschild, implied that Rufo had stolen valor by claiming he was a Harvard alum because he went through Harvard's extension program as opposed to their graduate program. Oh, yeah, man. The whole domain of professional certificates and summer courses and all these little diplomas that you can get just to put the name of the university on your CV, but you don't really get a real diploma like PhD or BSc. That's quite fascinating. So apparently Rufo claims to have a master's degree from Harvard, but he got from an open enrollment extension school. So basically, you just pay, you probably sit in front of a couple classes, and they'll give you this diploma. Well, anyways, it started as an argument on Twitter between Rufo and Hochschild. You're a joke. Claudine Gay plagiarized the acknowledgments from one of your papers, and now, out of some bizarre desire for revenge, you're trashing your own university's continuing education school. Have a Metamucil and delete your account. On Rufo, what do integrity police say about his claim to have a master's degree from Harvard, which is actually from the open enrollment extension school? Those students are great. I teach them. But they are not the same as what we normally would think of as Harvard graduate students. It is a master's degree. If you claim otherwise, then Harvard has engaged in false advertising and is subject to a lawsuit for fraud. Is it your claim that Harvard has engaged in fraudulent advertising? Oh my God, people are going after these people hard. But this is all with the background of Claudine Gay. This is all happening because a bunch of people who were too pro-Israel went after the black president of Harvard because she was not enough pro-Israel. And Chris Rufo was one of those. And now you have probably the Jews of the academy who are far left, who are coming to the rescue of Claudine Gay because they're probably not as much pro-Israel as the pro-Israel Jews that have kicked Claudine Gay. It's a fucking mess with Jews on all sides of this. Oh my God. It gets complicated. Is 2024 Bitcoin's big year? U.S. regulators pending approval of the spot Bitcoin exchange traded fund, which could come as soon as next week. Absolutely. I expect personally, I expect that the SEC will... Are we Saturday or are we Sunday? We are Saturday. So I expect that the SEC announcement will come between the 8th and the 10th. The 10th being the deadline. And so I think Monday or Tuesday we're going to get. If not, then Wednesday. But I think most likely Monday or Tuesday we're going to get a ETF announced. And I think you might have a little variations of the market because of uncertainty. It might go down. But within 24, 48 hours of that announcement, I believe we will see a massive rise of the price of Bitcoin. I think it's not abusive to be thinking something like 50K this next week being attained somehow at some point. That is how enthusiastic I am. Of course, it's the right moment to keep your Bitcoin. If you have Bitcoin, you made the right decision. It's not necessarily the moment to buy Bitcoin. It was the moment to buy Bitcoin when I told you to buy them at 16K. And now the moment is for huddling. Huddle, hold on to it, check your security, think about your seed words. That is all you have to do, and you're going to enjoy the next year. Jason Williams says the SEC warns investors not to FOMO into digital assets. Yeah, when you see the SEC has started a little campaign, fear of missing out, FOMO. Say no go to FOMO, fear of missing out. Just because others might buy a particular investment doesn't mean it's the right opportunity for you. Learn more about finding out what's right for you and your investing goal. Your investing goals. That is the SEC probably preparing to release on Monday a news that they know will cause FOMO and will cause excitement about people. Everyone will throw themselves at Bitcoin with this Bitcoin ETF. FOMO, well... FOMO, of course, is often an irrational response, but the fact is, if you've had FOMO with Bitcoin, you are doing good. You are doing good. Because no matter where you bought Bitcoin, at what price, this year, 2024, you'll be in profit. And so FOMO is not the same with an asset that is historical like Bitcoin. FOMO is justified, and in fact, you should have some. If you have not yet entered in Bitcoin, you are losing money. That is it for today, boys. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you all tomorrow.